The 2015 budget came with more than money for federal agencies. You've got some homework, too, namely 15 cross-agency priority goals important to both Congress and the White House. They cover everything from cybersecurity to climate change. Brenda Isman is a project director at the National Academy of Public Administration. She joins me now to discuss some of the CAP goals agencies will be working towards over the next year or so. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So good to have you on. And one question I wanted to ask you is kind of the last question first, but at the White House performance.gov website where these are all outlined, these goals, it says there's a four-year time horizon on them. Now, there's only 2 years left in the administration. So what is needed for agencies to get excited about these and work hard toward them?
Well, the agencies, yeah, they do. They have 4 years to make progress towards these goals. There's opportunities for them to roll over the goals and into a next four-year period. That's assuming that the president wants to do that and whoever follows in his place. But there's also examples of CAP goals that have increased the federal government, for example, they increase the government's interest in use of renewable electricity by 20%. I'm sorry, I sort of flubbed that. But this is an example. This is the renewable energy goal. And they have interim targets, so they can reach certain of parts of the aspect by 2016. And while that goal may not necessarily roll over, there's enough in put into this goal and achievement to for it to be established that they're moving the ball forward and there's going to be progress made, hopefully. Conversely, some of the goals have been developed specifically with an expectation to be completed in 4 year time frame, such as the open data CAP goal. This one has a series of targets and they culminate in 2016. So I think it's a combination of putting deadlines that sort of coincide with the current administration's tenure, as well as establishing some expectations that will enable folks to move forward even beyond the four-year time frame.
I guess whatever you think about global warming and the prospects for it, it's probably a good idea to reduce the electricity used by agencies just because as an agency manager, you ought to be a cheapskate.
Exactly, and I think what we're seeing too is there's a whole series of goals especially in the management category of the 15 CAP goals that are looking at increasing efficiencies. So any opportunity to do that, I think we're in common agreement. Resources are constrained, and you're going to need to think of different ways to do things and do it, as you said, as more of a cheapskate, perhaps.
And so how are agencies doing so far? I mean, the budget is just released, but these goals didn't just come out a couple of weeks ago. So is there any sign that agencies are organizing or coalescing around the goals?
All of the CAP goals are collaborative efforts, and they're working across agencies with representation. Each goal has representation from multiple organizations. So the progress and success metrics look to measure the initiative as a whole. So it's a little bit trickier to look at rating agencies per se. But, you know, the agencies also have their own set of internal agency priority goals, and they conduct their own quarterly progress reviews as well as the annual strategic review process. And I think what we're seeing is, and we saw this certainly last year at the Academy when we held a strategic review forum with a representation from almost every agency, the agencies that are doing well are the ones that are asking the right questions in this process. They're looking, do I have the right analytical tools to produce the insights that I'm looking for? Are the right operations in place so that I can meet my objectives? Certainly they're looking at, do they have the right data, and how is that driving decision making? We heard from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and they shared a lot of this. They're using those types of questions and incorporating it into their process. They're also really partnering with other agencies when there's a need to do so, looking at ways to reduce veteran homelessness. Obviously, they've made progress on that goal because they've engaged leadership from both VA and HUD have engaged collaboratively and are using the data in the most effective way possible.
All right, I want to ask you about a couple other of the specific goals. But before I do, I wanted to ask you about sponsorship within an agency for the cross-agency priority goals. I mean, is this something that the appointed officials need to get behind to make this happen? There are also some agencies have chief performance officers, a relatively new position. I mean, who is it that's really driving this in agencies? And since they are cross-agencies, how do they communicate, as the administration puts it at the website, in the across, you know, vertical silos?
So I think they've done a really good job of trying to pair someone from the administration, from the White House, with an agency. They've also done it in an interesting way that wherever possible, they've tried to pair both career appointed folks with political appointed with career folks, so that you get a very wide range of perspectives. I think what they're also seeing is that one of the key elements is that these goal leaders are engaging the agencies, and that they're actually the ones that are involved in these conversations. They're not merely looking at data from conversations or looking at what other folks have heard. They're actually ones that are partnering and leading these discussions to be able to really ensure that that leadership is engaging in this process and making that connection that they can make at a real high level.
Now, some of the goals are multiply backed, you might say. I'm looking at the cybersecurity goals, where they talk about information security, continuous monitoring, mitigation, identity, credential access management, and anti-phishing and malware defense. That's more than just a cross-agency goal coming out from the White House. That's something that is in legislation and something that's in other policy areas. So would that give a goal like that a big boost?
I think so, and I think what folks are realizing more and more is that these are all areas that are funded and supported separate of the CAP goal, but that this is a new way to sort of increase the amount of attention that's being paid to these, and be able to get folks that are sitting in their own little silos and thinking about this together to make sure that they're sharing these best practices wherever possible, and that where there are early wins that they're able to share that across these working groups that are tackling this together. And it's also, I think, another way to think about how we continue to ensure the success of these initiatives through training and leadership development of our federal employees and the leadership now, as well as the leadership that will have to take this on moving forward and looking into the future.
We're speaking with Brenna Isman. She's a project director at the National Academy of Public Administration about the 15 cross-agency priority goals in the 2015 budget. And some of the goals, like strategic sourcing and shared services that come under the management category, have a big vendor and contractor component, because especially when it comes to strategic sourcing, you know, they're like the pig with its skin in the game, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so how does that affect the ability of an agency to get toward those goals or of agencies working together when there's that big external component?
Well, that's something, and it's funny because the shared services CAP goal is tied closely with the benchmarking CAP goal to look at ways to improve mission operations. And one of the things that that they're seeing quite a bit is that in the private sector, the shared services approach is one that's been used for quite some time and quite effectively. And I think what they're seeing is that, you know, obviously the federal government partners quite frequently with private sector folks, and wherever there is a possibility to allow others that are experts in some of these more administrative functions to take the reins, that it frees up the employees to really work on the mission critical work, the work that really most likely brought them to the agency, and to be able to offer a higher level of efficiency for sure. If we don't need to have 10 different agencies or whatever the number of agencies is looking at some of these real technical administrative functions, it allows the workers to really be focused on what that mission of that agency is and provide a high level of customer service to the citizens. And I think more and more, as I said, with benchmarking data that's recently been released, to the federal employees, looking at, I think, 40 different indicators. It was released online as a tool for the federal employees to use to benchmark against other agencies that are similar in size and mission, perhaps. They're able to get a better sense of how they might be able to do this more effectively, download some charts and put themselves in a peer group so that they can really measure this and identify the best way to maybe start instituting a shared services arrangement.
And what about NAPA? Is this something you're simply watching, or is there some operational support that NAPA is providing to this whole thing?
Well, I think it's a combination. We certainly are convene a number of forums. As I mentioned, we looked at the strategic review process and through the last year or so have been actively watching this and working with folks at all the agencies to understand how this integrates into the project work that we do, the organizational assessments that we look at often overlap with initiatives from the CAP goals. We were fortunate enough last year to work with Social Security Administration, and the acting Commissioner Colvin is the goal leader for the Customer Service Initiative CAP goal. So it was really great for us to be able to see firsthand what that looks like. We continue to monitor what's going on in all of these CAP goals because, as I said, it there has yet to be an initiative we've worked on in recent memory that doesn't have some impact or isn't impacted somewhat with some of the CAP goal work that we're doing.
Brenna Isman is Project Director at the National Academy of Public Administration. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.